Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just because you love it does not mean you need to share it with the entire neighborhood. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I will admit there are several things, I'm sure, in my lawn and in my yard that my neighbors dislike. And so I found actually a list of things in your yard that most likely your neighbors actually hate. And I know for a fact that you have one, Billy.
What?
That fire pit. That fire pit is one thing in the yard that people don't like because it's all fun and games until you light a fire and that, you know, smoke wafts into their windows.
I feel so bad. One of my neighbors in my HOA had this nice fire pit put in. Their kids surprised them and had all this brick laid because some other people have their patios extended.
This is it. Where you
where I live. And the upstairs neighbor got upset and now they had to take their fire pit and undo their patio.
Yeah,
or they could have just gotten the gas fireplace. No smoke.
That wasn't it.
It wasn't even in the rules.
Like, it wasn't. It's like no fire pit. Period. I think it was a gas fireplace. They just didn't want people gathering on the lawn.
That's just about enough of that, space.
Right?
That's about enough of that. A lot of motion detected lights. You could be blinding your neighbors by the light.
Yeah, I got one. Mine is, you got to be in my driveway for it to go off. My neighbors across the street, every time a car goes by, their floodlights end up lighting up our entire house.
No water features. They turn into mosquito breeding grounds, algae-filled science experiments. Your neighbors actually hate it.
People hate this?
Yes.
It's so peaceful.
It's since been taken out and filled in, but there was a koi pond at the neighbors next door, and I can't tell you how that mosquitoes.
Oh no!
And
next to a swamp, though. Don't you get mosquitoes from the swamp?
Yeah.
How do you know it was a koi pond that was bringing the mosquitoes?
I think it was a koi pond. It's since been gone.
You just hate fish.
Well, and then they can't stand me, I'm sure, because I got that nice above ground pool that people don't like.
Oh, the redneck pool.
Yes, screams summer fun, but it also screams eyesore. They kill the grass. They generate noise. Yeah. And then if you add your decking and your landscaping and your, you know, they're looking out their window and they see. Let me tell you what my neighbors look out her kitchen window and see in my backyard. My redneck swimming pool with.
Still got the milk jugs on it
milk
right now.
Jugs.
It's winter time. It's winter time. It's winter time.
Yeah, you need milk that. Jugs. But the milk jugs are out probably 9 months out of the year.
And it's hanging from a brown tarp. That's hot.
Just because you like it doesn't mean you need to share it with the whole neighborhood. It doesn't mean that you need to even share it with your neighbors right next door. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
No, it means I pay my taxes and I like what I like. And I'm sorry if you don't like it.
It's people like you are the reason why I live in an HOA.
Hey, listen, you don't like my redneck swimming pool. You don't have to live next to me. But chimes, I love wind chimes.
I
all
would hate
year
to
long.
Be your neighbor. Oh my I would
God.
Hate it
what
so
is
much.
What's wrong with you people?
This is TJ's house.
It's so.
Isn't it soothing?
It's so soothing.
It's so relaxing.
I like chimes even better in the winter and in the spring because. Because it's like
what?
The wind.
What?
The wind makes
I
it
can't
so
hear
is that what it sounds like in your
yes!
house?
Yes. I love it when it's super windy. That way you can hear them. Like, it just, it's like someone's holding a magic wand outside. And
yeah.
It's so, like.
It's whimsy.
Yeah.
that's some whimsy yeah. that she doesn't hate.
Look at that. Hope. I love whimsy.
You
we
got called for hating whimsy a couple, like a week ago.
I have a t-shirt now that says, why do you hate whimsy?
I love that.
Targeted towards you.
So my neighbors, and I don't really mind it most of the time. My neighbors have chickens.
Ah.
That I feel like could be rough.
And it's in the very back corner of the yard.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yard, which backs right up to the fire pit. So when you're sitting out by the fire pit, you just hear.
During
the summertime, if the wind is blowing just right and it's a hot, muggy day, there is some stank coming out of that thing.
That coop.
90% of the time, I never even notice it. And honestly, I think I've gotten so used to the chicken sounds that I don't. If you came to my house and hung out on the back porch, you're going to be looking around going, where the heck are their chickens? They're the other side of the trees on my backyard. So
yeah, that's not on this list. You know, chimes are fine.
And wind chimes wasn't on your list either, right?
I know.
How is that not on the list?
But there is like broken sheds and stuff, which is so crazy because a tree fell on my neighbor's shed months ago.
Is it just?
It is just sitting,
sitting there, all dilapidated.
You like, can't complain. Like, look at how many things on the list of things that neighbors hate. You can't say nothing.
All right, I know you're both taken. So this is for all the single ladies out there. Mm-hmm. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. You know Dan Schreck, our good buddy over at 13 Wham.
Yeah,
does the news here a couple mornings a week.
Yeah, and he online he does his Schrecknarios, as I call them.
Yes, and we love Dan's content.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what popped up last night.
Will you date me? Because I'm making this very easy for you. I'm being auctioned off on March 21st for Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club. And my goal is $1,500, but if my page hits $10,000, whoever bid the most, I will fly to you. Anywhere in the U.S., you donate, you win, we date.
You don't, hold on.
You pay.
Hold on, let me play that last line again.
I go to you.
Anywhere in the U.S., you donate, you win, we date.
Shrek Attack has a little ways to go to $10,000. He's currently raised 25 out of his goal at 1,500, but there's still a couple weeks.
It's early. It's early.
And don't be looking for Dan Schreck under that, because
it says Shrek Attack. It's not under Dan Schreck.
You're not going to be dating Dan Schreck. You're
going to
be dating Shrek Attack.
Shrek Attack.
He's more fun loving.
Everybody else has their name up there. Rob Lankoa. Rob Hunskovic. And then it says Shrek Attack.
Shrek Attack!
It's like a mullet, like in the business in the front, Dan Schreck in the front, Shrek Attack in the back.
Shrek Attack in the back. Funny.
Yeah, we date.
Shrek Attack after hours.
So do you think, I think my vocally, I'm too lazy to date Dan Schreck.
I feel.
Because he would sit and tell me to enunciate.
Oh, he would destroy you.
Yeah.
You and I both use a lot of slang.
Yes.
And kind of like, I don't know. Kind of like how people talk on like a construction site.
Vocally lazy, if you will.
Whatever you want to call it. And maybe pepper in some language that we can't use because of FCC regulations on the radio.
Correct.
So, you know, Dan would probably, oh my God, do you think he swears in real life?
I think he does. And it sounds bizarre. I feel like everyone stops and is like, did he just say that?
Right.
Oh, poop. Huh.
Dan. Okay, he's got $25. Now, here's the wild card.
Yeah.
He has a huge following on the TikTok.
Yeah, he does.
And the reason he pitched it that way is, I think, because he's probably banking on somebody out there in TikTok land.
Wanting to donate $10,000 to
super
meet
fan.
Him.
Crazier things have happened. Some rich person out there.
You date.
You donate. You win. We date.
Look, he said it himself. Do you want to date Dan or not?
The B Morning Coffee Club. Join the conversation. Text or call 5.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.